Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail IME on July 23rd regarding Reginald Allen, A-L-L-E-N. Reginald Allen is a 62-year-old male who reports he was injured while working on 3921. Appeared a pallet of stocked boards fell on him and dropped him to the ground. Appeared he hit his back and head on the ground. Appeared he believes he lost consciousness for 2 minutes. Appeared he overall believes he injured his head, neck, shoulders on the right side and went to virtual emergency room. Appeared with this and further evaluation, he understands his final diagnosis to be that of a concussion as well as neck and shoulder pain. Appeared he did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. New paragraph. As per the record supplied, he was seen at the emergency room at 3921. Period. He was at work when a large heavy pallet fell on the back of his head and neck. Period. He fell to the ground and hit his head on the ground as well. Period. He had a brief loss of consciousness and was dazed. Period. He had a headache but no dizziness. Period. He had right-sided neck pain. Period. History was remarkable for hypertension, diabetes, and obesity. Period. He underwent CAT scan of the cervical spine to be inserted here. Period. He was then treated and released on 3/12/21, he was seen by Dr. Dimapolis, D-I-M-A-P-I-L-I-S, period. She diagnosed concussion with loss of consciousness, cervical sprain, and kept him out of work, period. She warned him of the emergent signs that warranted going to the emergency room if they developed. Period. He was then seen orthopedically by Dr. Barr on 3/22/21. Period. He diagnosed cervical sprain and contusion of the right shoulder. Period. He prescribed Ultraset and Flexeril and ordered a course of physical therapy. Period. This was rendered on the dates described. Period. On 4/2/21, he underwent cervical spine x-rays to be inserted here. Period. That same day, he underwent right shoulder x-rays to be inserted here. Period. His progress was monitored by Dr. Barr through through 8/9/21. Period. At that time, he had a normal exam and was thought to have resolved cervical sprain and shoulder sprain. Dr. Barr cleared him for full duty and deemed he had reached maximum medical improvement. In the paragraph, the petitioner was seen on 4/14/21 by neurologist Dr. Sharetts, S-H-A-R-R-E-T-T-S. Period. At that juncture, his headache was getting better and did not have it as often. Period. He was diagnosed with mild CNS concussion without documented loss of consciousness and an unremarkable head CT. Period. He had been seen orthopedically by Dr. Barr. He concluded the majority of the head pain was secondary to the cervical musculoskeletal situation. The prognosis for further functional recovery was excellent. where there was no neurologic testing or treatment indicated at that time. Purdy was designated a maximum medical improvement from a neurological standpoint. Appeared in the paragraph on 4/20/21. He underwent MRIs of his cervical spine and right shoulder to be inserted here. Physical exam. He had his ears normal, neurologic normal, extremities upper. Active right shoulder motion was to 170 degrees of abduction and 125 degrees of flexion. Paired passive abduction was to 120 degrees with tenderness. Paired motion of the right shoulder was otherwise full in all independent spheres. Without crepitus or tenderness, paired motion of the left shoulder, both elbows, wrists, and fingers was full in all planes without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or interlocking. Paired manual muscle testing elicited a breakaway weakness in right hand grasp and pinch grip. Paired it was 5- for right elbow extension as well as shoulder external and internal rotation. Paired strength was otherwise 5/5. Shoulder maneuvers, normal. Cervical active flexion was 40 degrees, comma, rotation right 65 degrees, comma, side bending right 30 degrees and left 35 degrees. Paired extension and left rotation were full to 60 and 80 degrees, respectively. Paired there was tenderness palpation about the right trapezius musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the left. Thoracic normal and lumbosacral normal impressions. On 3/9/21, a stack of pallets fell over onto the petitioner, causing him to fall to the ground. Period. There was a question of whether he experienced loss of consciousness. But he was seen at the emergency room afterwards where a CAT scan of the head was normal. Pretty then briefly was seen by Dr. Demopoulos, who diagnosed him with a cervical sprain and concussion with loss of consciousness. Period. He comma, per your cover letter, comma, was also seen by Dr. Schettino, S-C-H-E-T-T-I-N-O, on 3/16/21. But he diagnosed contusion of the head, comma, acute non-intractable headache, comma, malaise, comma, concussion with loss of consciousness. But he referred the petitioner to neurology. But he diagnosed neck pain and shoulder pain, as well as right arm weakness, comma, adhesive capsulitis of the right shoulder, comma, cervical spondylosis, comma, right cervical radiculopathy, comma, and then muscle spasm of the neck and trapezius. Perry prescribed Tylenol and a Madrol dose pack and was referred to orthopedic surgery. Perry was then, he came under the orthopedic care of Dr. Barr. Period. He continued conservative modalities. Period. MRI studies of the cervical spine and right shoulder were done to be inserted here. Period. New paragraph. On 6/10/21, Dr. Barr performed a corticosteroid injection to the right shoulder. Period. Mr. Allen also participated in physical therapy. Period. As of 8/9/21, Dr. Barr deemed he had reached maximum medical improvement. But he was also seen neurologically by Dr. Sharitz. Period. He opined no further neurologic evaluation was indicated. Period. New paragraph. The current examination of Mr. Allen found him to have variable range of motion about the right shoulder. Period. Provocative maneuvers at the shoulder were negative, and in fact, he had full motion during Apley's scratch test. Pretty did have a shaven head, indicative of someone who is able to reach above shoulder height. Period. In the absence of atrophy, there was weakness in the right upper extremity that involved more than the shoulder. Period. He had variable but decreased range of motion about the cervical spine. Period. When distracted, it was improved. Period. He was neurologically intact. Period. New paragraph, there is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the head, neck, or right shoulder. Period. End.